The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Musketeers. I'm Francis, and this show coming to you from Watch Your Waker Studio here at Fresh FM, your community radio station. We interview people on topics of interest within our community. Welcome back to the Musketeers. I'm Francis, and today we have Lauren Catalano from Women Support, a yoga instructor. Hi Lauren, how are you today?
Hi Francis, I'm doing well.
What inspired you to take on this path?
I've always loved the idea of yoga and what it's brought on to me. I went to study yoga for my own personal benefit to be a better yoga practitioner. And when I was in India studying, I realized how much magic there was behind the practice, and I felt like it was wrong to keep it to myself, so I was really inspired to share it with others.
How did you end up in New Zealand?
I ended up in New Zealand. Actually, funny story, I came here to walk the Te Araroa Trail. This was about 2 years ago. My plan was to see how far along the trail I got. It's a trail going from Cape Reinga in the North Island to Bluff in the South Island. And the day before starting, I met my partner, who is Kiwi. So we ended up doing the entire 4 month hiking trail together, and now I'm here.
It's incredible. Where do you get most of your clients from?
So I'm working with partnership with Women Support. So right now it's a community class that we are inviting anyone from the community to come in and join us.
What kind of therapeutic conditions are you working with at the moment?
I work with people with a wide range. Some include anxiety and depression. There's PTSD. My niche that got me into this practice is eating disorder recoveries as well.
How does yoga relate to these conditions?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think a lot of people think of yoga and they think of the asana, which is the physical practice of what yoga is about, the flexibility and doing vinyasas, chaturangas, handstands, all those things. But there's so much deeper meaning, and there's so much ability to reconnect with our bodies. Our bodies hold a lot of emotions and memories and trauma. And when we find embodiment and we're working on our ability to choose movement, that empowers us in our body to release a lot of what we've gone through.
How would you describe your yoga therapy?
I call it trauma-informed yoga. It's all about creating a safe space for the individual with a big emphasis on their choice and their empowerment. I also like to refer to the word of svadhyaya. It's a Sanskrit word of self-study, which is a way for people to, again, to understand what they're showing up with day in and day out, that they can learn through their bodies and movements and breath.
How are you funded at this point in time?
So right now, unfortunately, there's no funding. There's no subsidies. What we are doing right now is to hold community classes, which is $10 at the community house, to, in hopes, build up that funding to allow this to be a free service for those in need.
We're going to go on to a song break. Is there a song you would like to pick?
Yep, it's a fun one. It's from the California Honey Drops, When It Was Wrong.
When we were still at school, all the good times that we shared are breaking all the rules. I'm trying to find a place with no one around. I'm trying so hard not to make a sound. Well, I don't know, baby, now something's changed, you know, and all I can say is it ain't the same. You know the thrilling. and I knew you had a man. But one look was all it took, girl, and I knew it was my chance. So I came on over while he was gone. Nobody but you and me, baby, all night long. Well, I don't know, baby, now something's changed, you know, and all I can say is it ain't the same. Ooh, baby, do you remember when we were hiding out, or just a sneaking out for little making out? Now that you're here to stay, you know.
If there's someone out there that wants to donate, how would they do that?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. It would be going to Women's Support.
How did you get involved with Women's Support?
I just love the practice so much, and when I was working in America, I used this as a form of therapy. I found Women's Support because I really stand behind what they bring and make available to other women in need. So I reached out and I offered my services.
How long did it take you to train to become a practitioner?
To be a yoga teacher, it takes about a month, or they call it a 200-hour, 300-hour course. On top of that, I had to go through a few months of specific yoga therapy training. And then as well as that, I have a bachelor's in exercise science, so I'm very familiar with anatomy and physiology and how the biomechanics work out.
You came to New Zealand and found a love story. Do you think you'll ever go back to America?
Oh, that's a really good question. And hopefully my parents aren't listening to it right now. I love New Zealand so much, and I love the nature and the people of New Zealand. I'm not extremely proud of the country I came from at the moment, so I plan to wait until the next election to be able to call that home again. Otherwise, I'm happy to take residency in New Zealand, absolutely.
We've heard that it's very difficult for people from America to make their vote count when they're overseas. Is that true?
He's made quite a few things difficult for many people, and that will be one of them. I'm hopeful that using my voice across across the world really will still make a difference, and I'm able to make a difference.
Going back to the topic of yoga, are there any exercises that our listeners would be able to touch down on?
Absolutely. To start out, I suggest if your listeners are in a place where they can take a seat, and maybe if they're not driving, you could even close your eyes to really get sense of this internal awareness going on. Your arms, your hands can land wherever they feel comfortable. And I suggest trying to have a spine that's upright, so the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Your core is gently braced, and your neck is situated long, shoulders away from the ears, shoulders rolled back. Just take a moment to breathe in through the nose if that's possible. Be aware of how this breath is filling up the space around the navel area or the belly button. Notice how it feels to fill up the space in the lungs and the heart. And then as you exhale, just notice how the breath leaves the body. Notice if you can take a big breath in through the nose. And then unrushed, uninterrupted exhale, either out the nose or the mouth, softening the shoulders down. Again, we can go in for a big breath in through the nose. This time with the exhale, dropping the chin towards the chest. So you're looking down towards the ground or towards your legs, and you're letting the spine, the back of the neck, the cervical spine come long. Let the head fall heavy. And then maybe shifting the head from side to side. This is kind of working through the neck space. Notice if you can connect this movement with your breath. Notice if there are any sweet spots, if you want to stay in any area for a little bit longer, give it a little bit of attention. The choice is yours. And then if you're ready to move on for another exercise, bringing the chin back up. So you're sitting back up straight as you were. This time we're going to extend the arms out by the side. So you're going to reach the arms up overhead. Maybe if your shoulders allow it, your palms come together. And then maybe with your eye gaze, you bring the eyes up towards the ceiling as well. As you exhale, bring the heart hands through the center line of the body. So hands are going to end up right in front of the chest space. And then we'll take two more breaths just like that. So big inhale, arms sweep up overhead. Maybe you look up to meet the hands. Exhale, hands come down through the center space. And we'll finish one more time. Inhale, breath in. Arms up overhead, palms come together. Exhale as you bring the hands down towards heart space. And then we'll end the mini practice just like that. Thank you.
Thank you for that. That was great. How often should people do this?
I think people should do yoga every day. But like I said before, yoga doesn't necessarily need to be the physical process. A physical practice of yoga. You can practice yoga by just thinking kind thoughts. That's really good. That's called ahimsa when you're doing non-harming practice or self-care practice. You can practice yoga by meditating or just being aware of your breath and pressing pause on life. Life is going by so quickly. So just pressing the pause button. And that's a form of yoga in itself. So I think it's definitely doable to practice yoga daily.
As a practitioner
of yoga,
do you think
going outdoors and finding a space is good for people?
Absolutely. I think that there's so much power behind connecting back to nature. And you bring the two practices together of being within nature and being in this restorative practice, and it's a really beautiful combination.
In today's world, people are so caught up with their gadgets. Do you think they've lost touch with their spirituality?
I don't know necessarily if it's loss. I think it's definitely within them, but there is that disconnection, and Māori Wairua is the term that you are connecting back in with your spirit. Definitely, it's a good way to connect. I don't want to scare anyone off of yoga, because I think some people are worried that it's against their religion or against their faith, but it's really just honoring yourself and your being.
We're going to come on to a second song break. Do you have a second song that you'd like to hear?
Yep. Black Coffee by Ryan Warnick.
Okay, let's listen to that.
It's a black coffee kind of day, waking up to the sound of rain. Now I just wanna spend my day with you. You're the one woman I adore, didn't even know that I was looking for you. Now I just wanna spend my day with you. So let's dance around the living room on our bare feet. Don't need no cream or sugar, honey, you're so sweet. And I got all I need right here with you. We can leave our cell phones in the other room, play in between dreams on the Bluetooth. Spend the morning reminiscing while we're dancing in the kitchen about the time that the floor fell through. We can laugh, we can dance, and we can sing. We don't have to go out or do a thing. It's a black coffee kind of day, waking up to the sound of rain. Now I just wanna spend my day with you. You're the one woman I adore, didn't even know that I was looking for you. Now I just wanna spend my day with you. Maybe we can grow old and have a daughter like you. She'll be stubborn as a mother, but wonderful too. And I'll have all I need right here with you. 'Cause when you let people in to get all close up, you're gonna find out we don't really grow up. We just pretend that we do. So can I pretend with you? We may fight, but we will never be alone. We can try our best to make this house a home. 'Cause it's a black coffee kind of day, waking up to the sound of rain. Now I just wanna spend my day with you. You're the one woman I adore, didn't even know that I was looking for you. Now I just wanna spend my day with you. Oh, just wanna spend my day with you.
Well, that was a really cool song. What's some of your work within the community for women's support?
Yep, so I offer classes, community classes, at the Motueka Community House on Tuesday evenings at 6:15 p.m. Classes are $10. However, if there's a financial burden, if they message me, I'm so happy to allow this to be free of financial burden. I think that yoga should be a practice that everyone can have access to. Right now, we do have room to grow, and we ask that an email gets sent so that I have an idea of how many to expect to the class. The email can be sent to lauren.catalano, C-A-T-A-L-A-N-O, at mindfulmotion.com.
The yoga is through women's support, but is it also open to men and children too?
Absolutely. Like I said, I think everyone should have access to yoga. And I like to say this yoga is for everybody. So even if you're inexperienced, even if you're a beginner, Even if you find that you can't touch your toes, you are more than welcome to join the class. Everyone is welcome.
If you were selling yoga as a practice in life, how would you describe it?
I think yoga helps people slow down. It helps us reconnect with our bodies and find a bit of calmness, which is what I think a lot of us really need right now.
So that would be uniting the mind and body?
That's exactly right, Frances. Yoga is actually translated in as unite, and it's uniting the mind, the body, and the spirit together.
Thank you so much for joining us on this interview. It was lovely to have you here. Are you able to repeat your email one last time?
Thank you so much, Frances. I really enjoyed it. My email is Lauren, Lauren, mindfulmotion@gmail.com.
And is there a final song you would like for us to go out on?
Malibu by Miley Cyrus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was lovely to have you here. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, Frances.
I never came to the beach or stood by the ocean. I never sat by the shore under the sun with my feet in the sand, but you brought me here. And I'm happy that you did, 'cause now I'm as free as birds catching the wind. I always thought I would sing, so I never swam. I never went boating, don't get how the air floating. And sometimes I get so scared of what I can't understand. But here I am, next to you. The sky is more blue in Malibu. Next to you in Malibu. Next to you. We watch the sun go down as we're walking. I'd spend the rest of my life just standing here talking. You explain the current as I just smile, hoping that you'll stay the same and nothing will change, and it'll be us just for a while. Do they even exist? That's when I make a wish. It's supposed to be this high all summer long. I never would have believed you if 3 years ago you told me I'd be here writing this song. But here I am, next to you. The sky is so blue in Malibu. Next to you in Malibu. Next to you. Dream come true in my
We've got time for an extra song to go out on. We've chosen that to be Paul Simon's American Tune.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's alright, it's alright, for we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. Looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying. And high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. Or we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. You can't be forever. Tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying, get some rest.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.